All right, we're talking about being happy on purpose. And I tell you what, that's a good thing to do. So we're talking about specific steps that we can take to get there and make being happy a way of life. Remember, 40% of what we do to be happy has to do with our decisions, our actions, our choices. So we're talking about that gratitude journal. And remember, I do want to say this again, not only for our females, but for our males as well. There's nothing that's gender specific about the power of journaling. The power of journaling is good for anyone, regardless of gender. So please get that. And like I said, whatever works for you. Some of you may want to use your smartphone because you may like the idea of being able to jot down a gratitude note as soon as you can. And that might be 5 minutes after the event occurs. Maybe 15 minutes after the event occurs. Cool. Use your technology. iPad, whatever you want to use. You got your whatever it is, your smartphone, whatever you want to use. If you want to just jot down a quick note, get home, and maybe you keep a running tab on your desktop or your laptop of, you know, your gratitude journal, however it works for you. If you want something where you will literally be flipping the pages and writing it down. And some people say that sometimes writing, particularly when it comes to things like gratitude, etc., writing can be more therapeutic than typing. But you experiment, see which works better for you. Or if you don't want to experiment, you just decide, hey, this is the way I want to do it. That's fine. The main thing is that we do it. All right. So all of this, by the way, has to do with training our brains to be happy. Literally, training our brains to be happy. And so we talked about, you know, one of the things that we do is express the gratitude. Another thing that we do is give sincere thanks to other people. Another thing we do is keep a gratitude journal. What else can we do to train our brains to be grateful, to be more positive, I should say? Training our brains to be more positive. Well, we can count our blessings and literally count them. I'm serious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, count them. Make it a habit to regularly reflect on the things that you have to be thankful for. You can bring to mind all the good people, all the good experiences, all the good things in your life, both now and in the past. How many of you have pleasant memories, pleasant experiences from your past, maybe 8 years ago, maybe 28 years ago? And particularly, these are clean experiences. I'm not talking about events that you should not have been involved in. That's not what I'm talking about. Clean experiences that really brought a smile to your face while you were engaging in the activity. And now, years later, 3 years later, 23 years later, doesn't matter. You think back on it and it still brings a smile to your face. That is a blessing that you can count. Focus on the blessings, big and small, from the people who love you, to the roof over your head, the food on your table, the clothes on your back, the car that you drive, the people who occasionally call you just to see how you're doing, you name it. Literally, count your blessings. And it's a great idea to do that in the morning, at the start of the day, and at the end of your day. So we start the day off on a positive note, and we end the day on a positive note. I think I'm going to try to start doing that. I think I'm going to try to make that a lifestyle. And even if I don't try to count everything, I'm not going to try to count everything, because, I mean, if we mean that literally, counting everything that we can possibly remember from the age of 5 or 6 up to the present. Man, please, you'd be so worn out, you need to get to bed, go to sleep. But literally, I mean, you might make it a habit of, say, counting 3 blessings per day. You might want to start out with 1 in the morning, and that might be, oh, wow, man, I really am glad that I have awakened again. You may go to your closet, and even though you may not have as many clothes in there as you'd like to have, be appreciative for what you do have. Counting your blessings. End of the day, you're ready to call it a night, get some shut-eye, and think about 3 things that went well for you that day. Count them. 3 things. The next day or 2 days later, however you want to do it, try to come up with 3 more that are different from the 3 that you last counted. And on it goes. How about this one? Writing a letter of gratitude. Now, before we talked about the journal of gratitude, now we're talking about a letter of gratitude. And you see how pulling all this together can help us train, literally train our brains to be more positive. Write a letter of gratitude. Think of someone who did something to change your life for the better. And maybe you never properly thanked that person. Write a thoughtful letter of gratitude expressing what the person did, how it affected you, and what it still means to you. Then deliver the letter. And here's a recommendation that Martin Seligman, who is a positive psychologist, says, if you really want to take this to the next level, deliver the letter in person, and if the person is okay with this, read the letter out loud to them for maximum impact. Back in just a few.